sadly, I have to start off on a rather muted note tonight, especially within the 3AW family. I've got Tom Elliott on the line. Good evening to you, Tom.
Evening, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm fine, but I was very sorry to hear the news.
Yeah, sadly, my father, John Elliott, died just a couple of hours ago. Look, he had been ill for a few weeks. He had a bad fall a little while back and had been at the Epworth Hospital in Richmond. And, we got the very sad news this afternoon that he'd taken his last breath.
Very sad for all of you and extended family, of course, and all our thoughts go to you. And listeners, too, enjoyed so much the banter with you and your dad on those Friday evenings between 5:30 and 6. It was a required listening for me, I'll tell you, Tom.
Yeah, it's nice for you to say that, Andrew. It was one of my favourite bits of the week every week when Dad would come on. And unfortunately, over the past 15, 16 months, ill health prevented him from being able to come back. But it was one of those things that I look forward to. He always had a way with people who rang up. Like every person who rang up and who was a Collingwood supporter felt compelled to confess that to Dad. And he had the
it's true. Yes.
You know, someone said, I'm in Wantirna, and Dad said, well, where's Wantirna? And it sort of became his catch cry. But it is very sad news for us and my brothers and sisters and all the members of our family.
The grandkids.
It's terrible news.
It is. Tom, and thank you so much for being brave enough, I would say, yes, to go through this and call in like this. How old was he, Tom?
Well, it's a bit tragic. He was within 10 days of turning 80, so 79 and 11 and a half twelfths, if that makes sense.
Yes, it was, and he didn't live to see another Carlton premiership, and that would be bad. But he'll be watching out for them. Don't worry, Tom. I know that.
I think he will. And can I say I've had that many calls over the past couple of weeks by people associated with the Carlton Football Club, and I'll get to the proper thank yous in a few days. But apart from his family, Carlton was the great love of his life, and I'd like to think it was reciprocated.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Tom, we'll leave you here. Thank you very much again for being on air and public about it. A lot of people wouldn't be able to do it. I admire you for it. And all the best to all your family.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, of course.